Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Schemann and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Schemann along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass in for Chris these last 2 days. Chris will be back tomorrow. Rick, stellar job as always. Of course, I just heard the Captain Deb promo at the top of the hour. You'll be back at it Saturday morning with her. And, of course, the golf guys on Sunday. So, it's too early. You don't know what's coming up. It's Tuesday as we look ahead to the weekend.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah. I got one more day with you fellows on Friday when you're out having fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Slave working here.
Sure, we'll hear Jeff Nixon as well since we're at his place.
Oh, yeah. Jeff will definitely be on with us.
Yeah. That'll be
funny,
good.
Last Sunday he got a lot of questions during the golf show about the conditions of the course. How are the holes playing? Are the greens fast? You know,
was this from people that are playing and want to get all cleared up?
Of course.
Yeah. What'd he say?
Not much.
Maryland Mike just texting in all of his winning. What? I found some of my winnings. $100 from this. All the things that he wins from us over the time.
Need to use them.
Yeah.
This site out there about NFL schedule leaks, and I don't know what to believe or what not to believe, but one site that's another site that's out right now, week one, prime time. This should be the second game on Monday Night Football, week one. It makes all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. Patriots at the Raiders. Belichick versus McDaniels. It's the first game.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot. That's something.
Okay.
That's being rumored out there as well. Makes sense.
Okay. Well, if you want to give us a call, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the number. Let's get to the headlines of the day. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown. Since Chris is not here, one more by me at 4 minutes past the hour. Here's me.
This SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com.
All right, here we go. Tonight, the Miami Heat in action against the 76ers. No Kyle Lowry. He is out. The bad hammy is bad again. The late game Dallas and Phoenix, and that is at 10 o'clock tonight. Both series tied at 2. And Tom Brady, in case you haven't heard it, has a job lined up for when he retires from playing football. He, for 10 years, $375 million, will be an analyst for Fox Football. Number one chair, along with Kevin Burkhardt. That's just incredible. More money than he's made in his entire playing career.
Another schedule leak. Buccaneers at Cowboys Thanksgiving, 4:25 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had Buffalo, Miami, possibly Washington at Detroit, the first game. Then Cowboys hosting Tampa Bay, possibly in the second game. And the night game, before, the other one had Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Buffalo?
Hmm.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Okay.
But all sorts of leaks. There's going to be more.
Well, one we know for sure is Broncos-Rams Christmas Day. That's the second of the triple header on CBS and Nickelodeon. That's at 4:30.
So it's three games on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Forget the NBA. The NBA and Christmas Day. I mean, they'll still have their games, but, man, talk about taking a back seat.
So I take it Christmas is on a Sunday this year? Is that what it is?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that's why, you know, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a one-time thing, I mean, as far as the NFL.
They've had games on Christmas Day before. They certainly had it on Christmas Eve. I know because I went to one. I went to a Patriots-Rams game once.
Right, but usually if it's like a game. Friday or Saturday, right? Or like the Monday or Thursday,
Christmas Eve when I went was on a Sunday, and it was like 89 or 88. I don't know. All I know is they lost 14-0, and it was just an absolutely horrible game.
Hmm. the Dolphins did sign Sonny Michel at running back, 1 year, $2 million. So that's pretty good. Good depth. I always think he's a good shot of energy. I don't. He's not a 30 carry a guy or a 30 carry a game guy, but no.
He'll help.
It's good to be on the team. I think he's a good player. And what else do we have here? I thought there was something else from the NFL, but that was Baltimore just signed running back Mike Davis from the Falcons, a 1-year deal. But then he had his house in Atlanta was robbed, $100,000 worth of jewelry. So, I read from Florio back to the Buccaneers a minute. They do not see Kyle Trask as a viable backup at this point of his career. They'll continue with Blaine Gabbert behind Tom Brady moving forward. All you Florida Gator fans, just an update on Kyle Trask. We'll see what happens with that. Let's see here. What else we got here? Anti-Jameis Bucks fan. What are you texting traffic? Where's that at? Looks backed up.
Yep.
Looks very unpleasant. Drake fan saying, for the record, Chris and Pete are on fire with their picks the past few weeks. But, of course, when the Hard Rock app was live, you both sucked. No tip for you.
I don't think we sucked. I thought it might have been like 500. That only lasted a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Then it was gone.
I cashed out the day before when we heard some rumors. I was like, not for a lot, but you know.
Rose is a bedroom guy. Says it's funny. Brady retired to spend time with the family, unretired to play football, then signs a 10-year contract after football. Sounds like he doesn't want to go home. I said he needs to one-up Giselle because he's tired of everybody saying, well, Giselle's actually made more money than him.
She has, and she always
I know.
Will.
Well, no, not after this.
If you see some of her shoots lately, wow.
She's done.
No, she's not. Not by the longest of yards.
Both of them are done.
Speaking of gambling, a whopping $5.3 billion, except in this state, was bet on sports in March in the top five states alone. Number five, Pennsylvania, $715 million. Number four, Nevada, $863 million. Illinois, $971.3 million. New Jersey, $1.1 billion. And in New York, $1.6 billion. What in God's name are we waiting for in this state and others and the rest of the It's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's absolute $1.6 billion. Come on. Wow.
Let's get it going. We were like teased. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
239-337-ESPN. Cougar Hunter is on the line. Cougar Hunter, what's on your mind here today? What's going on?
What's happening, guys?
How are you?
A couple comments. Been listening all day, as always.
Thank
you.
Someone's
fan here.
Thanks.
Thank you. I was going to say, I wish I could go back to the 94 World Cup final. My father was actually there. That's why I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Awesome,
Once in the lifetime of it, and it was versus Italy. So sorry, Pete.
I know. I remember. I remember watching it with my dad at home, and it was unfortunate. It would have been the first World Cup since Rossi and the company won it in '82, I think.
Right.
That's okay. Then, we got France a few years later.
Yep. It was rigged, but it's all right.
It was rigged. I like
it. In '98. Is that what Pete said? No.
I didn't say no, not then. And when they beat
France. Oh, okay. I got you. No, you guys won fair and square, even though they ain't headbutted one of you guys.
Yeah, he did.
it was a great win by the Panthers last night. And I heard you comment that it could be Cowboys and Bucks on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep, it could be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think this will be the best Thanksgiving for me with World Cup soccer and the Bucks on the same day. I can't already imagine my drink total.
And then Black Friday is 2:00 is USA versus England.
It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait till this football season. All the new, quarterbacks.
Yep.
Brady coming back. The Raiders looking good. So looking forward to it. See you guys on Friday.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see you out there.
That's right.
All right, Cougar Hunter.
Cougar Hunter, awesome.
Yeah, that's good. Again,
is that what Kathleen's playing with? No.
Cougar Hunter, I don't think Cougar Hunter's playing.
Oh.
Cougar Hunter showed up to this last year, just hang out, which is what I'm inviting a lot of people to do. Look, if you're not signed up for the golf, all of you are invited, like Cougar Hunter said, to hang out at Duffy's next door. We're doing our show outside on the back patio from 2 to 6, and they do have great beers and burgers there.
It's always 2-for-1 over there, too. Rosen's bedroom guy says, also want to give a shout-out to Locker Room Junk. He's been MIA ever since I spanked him in the first round of the texture bracket.
We haven't heard much from Locker Room Junk or Locker Room Junk's girlfriend. I run into people from time to time that see Rose as a bedroom guy's car. He's got Rose as a bedroom guy across the front windshield. Ronnie wants to know what the deal is with Chris. He's never here. He never works.
Be back tomorrow.
Has he been excommunicated from the biz?
No.
No, no.
No, a little sabbatical again.
Yeah. Anti-James Bucks guy said that was northbound I-75 near Immokalee. That's just standard issue this time of day, right? I mean, it's a beautiful sunny day and traffic's backed up on northbound I-75. Anyway.
Yeah.
What else? NFL. I think we're all, so again, the schedule comes out for sure 8 p.m. Thursday, but we're getting drips and leaks.
Yeah, and other leaks are coming out, another scheduled leak is set for tomorrow. I forget what's coming out tomorrow, but every day up until Thursday, when they all come out. But there's another official
like
leak
the
tomorrow.
Full Monday Night Football schedule or something like that.
Yeah. Again, Thanksgiving Day, it's either Washington, Miami, or Buffalo at the Lions. Now one site I have has Bengals at Cowboys. Another site has Tampa Bay at Cowboys. And then nighttime has Bills at Ravens on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
So.
And how many opponents did you have for the Lions?
Three.
Three?
Could be.
Okay.
Whoever draws a short straw gets to play.
Could be the Bills. Could be the Dolphins. Could be the Commanders. Okay.
Daytona says, Pete, I was listening this afternoon at my old station. Christian Foray used to, yes. Frank called to other radio stations. You should give it a try and see if you recognize it. No, no desire. No it's desire.
Too good for that. South Paul, do you guys partake in adult beverages when doing the show live from Duffy's?
No. No, I mean, they're not,
maybe 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Ish.
Maybe 5 o'clock.
Well, start pouring in the last hour. How about that? Bengal Brandon, where is Roses and Bedroom Guy? I'd like to keep an eye out for that part of town for the car. I think he's a Cape guy. I think he's up a little further north.
Roses and Bedroom Guy says, hey Craig, if Buffalo and the Lions play on Thanksgiving, if the Lions beat the Bills, I will buy you, Pete, and Chris any NFL jersey you guys want.
Really?
All right, but what happens if Buffalo wins?
Absolutely.
Which
nothing.
I would think they would.
No.
Well, I mean, you never know, but.
You never know.
Pittsburgh John says Chris works less than Punxsutawney Phil.
That's hard to argue. Let's see here. Grizz is upset with Corral. Trask news I gave you. Explain how you could draft a quarterback in the second round just not to trust him after one season. Look, they know what they know. And I know, Brady takes all the snaps and all that, but they think Trask should be further along. Look, the guy put up some huge stats in the SEC. But when you're the third guy, Pete, you're not taking that many snaps. They don't waste a lot of time on the third guy.
No. No.
So it's hard to say.
Yeah, it is.
Locker room junk has responded to the bat signal from Rose's Bedroom Guy comments. I'm still here, baby, and we all know you fixed the Texas bracket, so don't go there.
It was hacked.
That's funny. That's funny.
There's a little bit of breaking news for tonight's Bruins-Carolina game. There was a reporter in Boston standing outside for the Globe, Matt Porter for the Globe, and said he's told Charlie McAvoy cleared protocol and will play, one of the best defensemen in the league and certainly a big part of the Bruins roster, especially on special teams as well. So I guess he is going to play. There was a report that he wasn't going to play.
Okay.
But there's a picture of him arriving at PNC, so that's good news.
So 4 games tonight in
and
the
Tampa
NHL.
Bay tonight. Huge game 5 in Toronto. Huge game 5.
Yeah. All huge game 5s. All knotted at 2.
Yep.
All of them. Pivotal, as they say. And speaking of COVID protocol, last night, of course, the Warriors had Mike Brown coach because Steve Kerr got a positive COVID test 2 hours before tip-off. Mike Brown, look, he's an experienced guy. He just took the Kings job. He's leaving after this season, but he's been the head coach of Cleveland with LeBron, and he's been the head coach of the Lakers with Kobe. The guy knows what he's doing. There's no doubt about it. Ja Morant did not play. Draymond Green talking afterward about how he really – he basically excused himself at the press conference. I mean, he gave him a little something. But his teammate Adrian Payne from Michigan State was shot trying to break up a domestic dispute in Florida yesterday. So he was upset. Certainly understandable there. And before that, your Celtics beat the Bucks 116-108 to tie that series up at 2 as Al Horford scores a career playoff high 30 points, 16 of them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 6-for-6 with 16 in the fourth, 7-for-9 with 17 points with either Giannis or Brooke Lopez as his primary defender, which is even more impressive. Hell, the Bucks 7-of-20, 35% as a primary defender, which he's been doing all along, and held Giannis to 4-of-12 field goal attempts as primary defender. So Giannis is just an awesome specimen, and he's going to get his numbers. There's no question about it. But if you didn't watch it, I mean, you can tell that he's still a tad frustrated. He's going to get his, 30 to 40, and the numbers are going to look great. But they would look way better against anybody except for Boston and Miami. I promise you that. And he's struggling. I mean, he is struggling when he's shooting from 5 feet and beyond. He's taking threes that he shouldn't be taking, which Celtics will give him that shot all night long. It's just been an unbelievable defensive battle. And, of course, the Bucks putting up some good defensive numbers as well at times. But so far, the Celtics have been a little bit better.
Saks Fifth Avenue says, Al Horford, go Gators. And then the texter bracket after the fact getting some controversy. Thirsty Nick in all capital letters. That tournament was not fixed. Thirsty Nick made it to the Sweet 16 off of merit. Anti-Jameis Bucks fan says Putin hacked the bracket, red alert. And
you forgot to do that today.
Oh, that's right. I always put Vladimir Putin at the end of red alert. I forgot today.
Yep.
I'll put him on next week. And Locker Room Junk says, no way that hack beat the listeners that he did. Those victories were more fake than the roses story he made up years ago. P and I actually have picture evidence of roses in bedroom guy. Literally hung the roses in the bedroom off the ceiling and took a picture of it. So we have evidence. Sorry, it happened. One other NBA note I didn't get to earlier today. In October, the Bucks and the Hawks are going to play preseason basketball over in Abu Dhabi. So NBA going to the UAE.
Daytona says, I take it you're not a fan of him, Pete. You guys are way better than that. You just don't have good service. Some places to listen to the whole show. Well, I mean, listen on the app. But no, I like Christian a lot. We've worked together, did shows with him. I remember one time he filled in, and it was occasionally after a Sunday night or a Monday night game, I did the Patriots postgame show back then. We'd be on until 2 or 3 in the morning after the game. So Christian's first time, he had just retired. He had just retired from Seattle or whatever. He played for the Patriots, obviously played for Seattle. Can't remember if he played for the Jets. Whatever. It was his first year, and he wanted to get into broadcasting. We had him on the big show, I think, once. And then there was an opening that night because my two regular partners, Freddie Smirlis, great Buffalo Bill player, Hall of Famer, Ring of Famer, should be in the Hall of Fame, and Steve DiAsi, another great linebacker from the Giants and Dallas days. For whatever reason, both of them couldn't make it. So Christian's going to sing with me. So after the game, and after we get after the game, since we weren't going to Foxborough the next day, we were going to do our half hour interview or 20 minute interview with Belichick after the game. This happened maybe 4 or 5 times over a 10-year period. So Bill comes on with us after they beat somebody. You know, it wasn't overly impressive if I remember correctly. I can't remember who, but it was a win on the road. And Christian wouldn't ask him a question. Really? We're doing the postgame show, and Christian would not ask him a question. So I didn't know him all that well, except respecting him as a football player. We got done off the air, and it's like, 2 o'clock now, 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, I snapped at him. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And he's like, I was afraid. I go, you were afraid? He goes, I go, why? He goes, I don't want Bill to get mad at me. I go, Christian, if you're going to be in this business, you got to learn to ask some questions. He said, plus, and there were a couple of tight end things that happened. Anyway, it never happened again. We always laugh about it to this day. He goes, I was scared.
You got to break him in.
Come on.
Intimidated.
Anyway, it ended up being good because we did bits about it for a year on the show. Most people know have listened to me back then on our show. Nothing was sacred. If you screwed up, it was... It was
heaven help you.
Oh my God, it was brutal.
Roses and Bedroom Guy has sent the picture that he sent you and me 3 or 4 years ago. Here you go, Locker Room Junk. If you do this, maybe you'll win at something. And it's a picture of the roses hanging from the bedroom.
Grimper says, I'm normally a little late. The one game I'd really like to go back and see is the Dolphins feeding the Bears.
For those, that are just tuning in, we did a thing off our website. What game would you go back in time to see live?
That was 85 Bears, by the way, when Dan Marino, who could ever forget that the one throw, bounced off the head of, was it Duper or Clayton that caught it? One of those guys.
It was definitely one of those two.
Yeah. But that was a great, great game.
Yeah. Art, the Bills fan says, Commanders play the Lions on Thanksgiving, Bills play the Ravens. Art, do you know, do you have a source? Because, again, that story's been changing all day. Seems like the Ravens always get the Thursday night Thanksgiving game. But anyway, I'd rather take on your Bills. Actually, I wouldn't. It's okay if we skip y'all.
Well, it's always be careful what you wish for, you know?
I know.
I mean, it's like Thanksgiving, that's when the football season really begins to take action, take shape, I think. Say it every year. But, you know, let's wait and see who's the healthiest. Mm-hmm. Whoever's the healthiest that week is probably going to win.
Yeah. No Josh Allen, no win. That's that could happen. I like everybody full strength. But anyway, if you want to chime on that, a couple of things. Okay, Art, the Bills fan says breaking news. Okay, is that Art? Are you your own source, or do you have another source? BioFreeze would go back in time and watch the Minnesota Miracle against the Saints, the Diggs touchdown.
Ooh, where were you for that, Rick? That day?
Yeah.
Home watching it with my son.
Oh, you weren't here?
Nice. No. I watched that at home with my son and my poor wife. Not just the play at the end, but the last 2 minutes of that game was like back and forth, back and forth, and we were just losing it. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Never forget that.
Rose is checking back in. I'll make it easy for Craig. If the Lions finish with a 500 record or better, I'll get you guys all jerseys of your choice. Well, which is it? Is it the game or the season record? Barbecue Pringles guy would go back in time and watch the Canes versus Nebraska
again. 83 title. That's a great one. That's the Orange Bowl. Absolutely. Huge underdogs. That was that is one of my favorite college football games of all time.
Hold on. This is a worthy shot. Locker Room Junk says, correct me if I'm wrong, but is Roses and Bedroom Guy even still with the woman he did the Roses thing for? Doesn't sound like winning to me. I think you're onto something there, Locker Room Junk. I think Roses and Bedroom Guy moved on, and I think he is now married to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina says, y'all need to stop your bitching. Didn't even make the cut.
Yeah.
Mr. Bubbles, let's be honest, even if the Lions are healthy, they still probably lose.
Easy.
Grouper says, breaking news, I don't think it matters who plays. The Lions on Thanksgiving Day, the Lions are going to lose. Easy. Cougar Hunter says Chris is the starting pitcher of the show. 5-day rotation.
Every fifth day. That's probably true. All right. More of your texts and phone calls. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. We'll talk a little bit about the games tonight. The Heat in action against the Sixers, the Suns, and Dallas as well. Stay with us. It is Sheeman and Shepard. Don't forget a Sheeman Shepard cash grab coming up at the top of the hour. Another chance to win $500 brought to you by Andujar and Levine. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Say my name.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass in for Chris today. Chris will be back tomorrow, by the way. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. Sheeman Shepherd cash grab coming up at the top of the hour. $500 could be yours. Lots of things going on. We got Roses of Bedroom Guy versus Locker Room Junk. The old rivalry has raised its head. NFL schedule leaks. Tom Brady, after he retires, has a 10-year, $375 million deal to broadcast for Fox as the lead analyst.
Rosen Bedroom Guy says, you got me on that one, locker room drunk, but it still worked out for me. Got my high school sweetheart back. Mm. Locker Room Drug says, Rick, as a Vikings fan, that Diggs moment, one of the best my dad and I have shared watching them. Unforgettable bliss, LOL. Anti-Buckeye, go Blue Guy. Lions could play themselves and still lose.
Mm. Man.
Brady texts and wants to see 49ers Bengals from 89. Yep. That was a very good game. Great Super Bowl. Yeah, Browns fan and Estero Fox is denying the terms of Brady's contract. Yeah, I saw that.
Are they?
They deny it. Well, that's because it's not etched.
Because they haven't done their official release yet?
Yeah. Rosen Bedroom Guy with the NFL schedule leaks, a final Thanksgiving game. Yeah, see, I've seen this site too, Rosen Bedroom Guy. I'm not sure how reliable it is because I've seen some contradictions. Sounds right, Bills Ravens. Sounds right. I mean, nothing wrong with it. I just don't know what's going to be official yet. Mm. Rumraker, have you talked about the Dolphins versus Lions Thanksgiving? The possibility, yes, we have.
That was the first story we heard. Then we heard it was going to be Washington versus Detroit.
Or Buffalo. Miami. Then it was Miami or Buffalo, and then somebody threw in Washington as well, which I hope that's not the case. Miami or Buffalo would be great.
Size 15 Shoe says, I would go back in time and watch any Red Wing championship game, 97, 98, 02, 08. I was always working drunk driving detail on that night, so I missed them all. Ugh. Roses would go back and watch that Bills Oilers playoff game. That was the great Frank Reich comeback. Yep. A couple of people check in would like to watch that Bears Patriots Super Bowl in 85. Obviously, they were Bears fans because, as Pete mentioned, it was not a great game.
That was a horrible game.
Yeah.
Did have a 3-0 lead. Should have been 7-0. Whole mentality would have changed by the Bears. It would have been intimidating.
Maybe not. Lonnie Kai checking in. I also lost the Roses and Bedroom Guy. I am now calling shenanigans as well. All right.
Coastal Carolina, the Raiders get Pats at home on Monday night. That's the other big rumor out there. That's week one, the second game of Monday night. We're going to be the Patriots at the Raiders. Bill Belichick versus Josh McDaniels. Mm. But that makes a lot of sense. And I might be one of the, you know, the biggest 10-15 Monday night game in a long time.
Yeah.
They've been okay, right? The ones on the opening night, the doubleheader.
Yeah. Jeff Nixon texting in. He'd like to go back and see Georgia versus Florida 1980.
Oh, great. How about Georgia versus Alabama last year? Or not last, well, a few months ago. How about that? Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
Well, technically, no. Technically, January. But
Jeff, we will see you Friday.
Yes.
Out of Stony Brook.
You can talk all the Georgia football you want.
Yeah, we'll get you on the air about their Duffy's afterward. That'll be good. Snook Stamp says, I'm driving home. I would have loved to have seen Forrest Gump's first kickoff return. Me too. That would have been awesome.
Good one, Greg.
That was very good. Yeah.
He ran right out of the end zone, right down the stadium, hallway, and right out of the stadium.
That's right. Wig agrees with me, by the way, the Dolphins-Chargers game. Except, Wig, that was a heartbreaking loss for you, though. But that was the greatest football game ever. I would have liked to have gone back and see that one.
LSU Tom says, hey, bedroom guy, at least you got considered for the 64 bracket. I was standing out in the snow.
Yeah, a couple that didn't make it. I mean, only 4% made the cut.
T-Ball says, the Lions fan, there's no games I'd go back and watch. What about the 57 and 54?
Oh, I got to go back to the black and white era days on TV. Yeah, go back then. Watch a classic like Lions-Browns game from back in the day.
Again, one Lions game I'll always remember is when Eric Hipple came off the bench for Gary Danielson and led the Lions to victory on Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Was it over the Packers or Minnesota? I forget.
I
remember that.
I thought it was the Bears. You know, it was against the Bears.
I was younger and sophomoric and, thought Hipple was a funny name, rhymed with nipple. So,
You're such a child.
Totally. But I was a child back then.
I would go back and see that game. Also, probably my favorite Lions game, I forget the year. It was before that. We actually beat the mighty Dallas Cowboys, Eddie Murray with a kick at the horn.
Oh, that's right.
But
I remember that.
We had 12 men on the field and got away with it. In fact, the front page of the Free Press the next day showed the picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But the kick stood.
I think that's the umpire's job to count the players.
Yeah. But didn't matter.
And what a pain in the butt that has to be.
Every play. Yeah.
What? I mean, that's guys moving around and everything. That's got
to
be.
Just count to 11.
Yeah, but when everybody's moving around.
It is.
Especially on third
down. You got to get them early in the pre-snap before they start jumping around when it's a clear 4-3, and then one guy creeps. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. You know.
I would assume if they've been doing it long enough, there's probably an image in their mind that something doesn't look right. You know what I'm saying?
Then they get lazy because sometimes they miss it.
As far as a formation goes.
Yeah, I think you're right. Something that in their brain goes, that doesn't look, that looks like too many guys. I mean, I think I've seen a Lions play with 9 players on the, they didn't have enough.
All right, here's a little nugget. I guarantee you that this will be a story tomorrow morning, but you'll hear it here first right now. This is going to be a story in the next couple of days.
Tomorrow's show.
Kyrie Irving, accused of being high on Twitch, goes off on women with OnlyFans accounts. Apparently, he was playing Grand Theft Auto Online, doing a live stream on Twitch at the same time when fans started to notice his laughing and seemed to suggest he might be high. On top of that, he went on a rant about the adult platform's OnlyFans. And bleep out of here, bro. That's how you know I'm getting tired when I start telling myself jokes. As you see, I've just been running around this whole time doing crap. This is all from the transcript. Y'all got to chill, man. Yo, if you have an OnlyFans account, I have no comment. None whatsoever. I have no problems with OnlyFans. None. You won't get my debit card, though, I'll tell you that. You won't even get a free subscription from me. I'm sorry. I have no problem with it. Don't get me wrong. That's not for me. It may be you. You know what I mean? Keep the tissue papers off your nightstand. Bro, what? Oh, man, look at that. I opened up the door for some weird crap, y'all. I shouldn't have said that, bro. Shouldn't have said it. I guess it goes off.
I thought we would kind of get a break from Kyrie. Is he going to be taking up space during the off season with silly comments and stupidity and high texting or whatever he's doing? Need a break from him.
I guess he went off on, like I said, he accused of being high. Goes off on women with, he said some. He was on Twitch playing Grand Theft Auto, talked about OnlyFans and ended the stream abruptly. Kyrie was on Twitch playing Grand Theft Auto, talked about OnlyFans. Okay, then he talked about women, and I guess it's not pretty polite. I don't get the transfer from women. I'll have to listen to it afterwards, but not a good look once again for Kyrie Irving.
Good job, Kyrie.
Mr. Morals.
Yeah, exactly. Tonight, Sixers Heat. Again, no Kyle Lowry. Bad hammy, but they don't. They may not need him. Heat -3. And then Dallas versus the Suns. I'll give Dallas credit for getting back into the series, not up 2, when it looked like it was just Luka and nobody else.
Yep.
Winnie the Pooh says Kyrie equals AB.
No, I think Kyrie is much more intelligent than AB.
I grant you that.
I think AB.
Why would you do?
I think AB is just, first of all, is stupid. I don't think Kyrie is stupid at all. Just the opposite.
Yeah.
AB needs to, you know, be in a room by himself for a long time.
Otis checking in. How can you tell if Kyrie is high online? Well, I think it was just giggling in the video.
I tweeted it out. There's a, they know who he was, and I tweeted out the story, and it has 4 different cuts of him. I think he identified himself too. He wasn't, anyway, it's not a good look again.
Grand Poobah would like to go to the coin flip Thanksgiving Day game. That's Lions Steelers against Jerome Bettis and the coin flip. And LSU Tom says, I was actually at the Philadelphia game at the Santa Claus game, Franklin Field.
Oh.
They pulled a guy out of the stands who was drunk and dressed up like Santa, and that's when they boo Santa Claus from that point on.
Yep.
There was the coin flip game where they decided to kick off in overtime.
No, that was another Lions game. Oh. Marty Morningwig says won the toss in Chicago, says we'll defer, and then they lost to the Bears.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is there was the coin flip for overtime on Thanksgiving, Lions Steelers. Jerome Bettis called heads. It was heads. The official says tails, and the Lions got the ball.
They changed the rule after that you have to make the call before the flip.
Yes.
I remember
exactly.
That.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know I lost shekels on that game because I took the Steelers.
Huh. Let's go to the phones and squeeze in Otis. He's got a comment maybe about Kyrie, maybe about something else that we said. Otis, how are you tonight?
Otis! I'm good. How the hell are you?
Good, man. All is good.
By the way, Bettis said his tails in that game.
Yeah.
So I don't give him no pass. Yep. He can't say his tail and then cry about the referee changing it.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
Did he say both?
Yeah, that audio, you're right. It's a great point, Otis, because that audio has been augmented in the past. And, yes, he does say both. You're right.
He said both. I watched that game live and then, you know, watched his face, and he was like, you got to make up your mind.
Yeah.
And that was a good rule change. Call it and be done with it. Mm. That way there's no more there. But anyway, you know, I usually don't say much about when you guys need a carry, but unless you know the dude, I mean, how do you know he acts? You watch him play basketball. How do you know how he acts when he's relaxing? To say he might be high or whatever. Maybe you laugh stupid. Maybe he laughs stupid all the time. It just sounds.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds dumb.
Just listen to the cuts and everything. It's on. The website he's on is like, I guess, a softcore pornographic website. Anyway, I don't know.
I'll steer away from that. Honestly,
did you say Twitch?
He's playing games, right? Aren't you talking about he's gaming?
He was gaming, but he was also on Twitch.
Yeah, I don't. Twitch is not like that. Twitch is like more for teenage kids playing games against each other.
Oh. No, but this.
Well, some of you guys' competition has a Twitch chat room early in the morning. The guys are.
Oh yeah, no.
You can watch them. While they run their mouth.
No, I did a show before that was on Twitch every day. I mean, it's part of Twitter.
So I don't know. Maybe he gets paid for that.
When you just look at this, it's not so much Twitch. He was on. Looking at it again, it was on an OnlyFans account. He was out, and
I don't know what that means.
It's an adult porn site. It's an adult site.
Okay.
So whatever.
I just hear this stuff, and people invest too much in the sports figures and movie stars and stuff, and you know the ones they don't like they demonize, and it gets a bit old for me because I mean you don't know the dude, and if he practices, which he obviously practices Ramadan, and he believes a lot of stuff I believe. I don't get into trying to turn him into something that he. Probably mostly not. He's still a young dude. Still got a lot to learn, but all the other crap, it gets to be noisy, you know. Mm-hmm. It gets to be bothersome because I don't know him. And I'm sure everybody who's commenting about him don't know him.
I just thought it was an interesting story that popped up, that's all. I'd rather him, you know, go away in the off season and all that stuff.
I'm sure he will. But we could always bring LeVar Ball back if you need somebody to keep you occupied.
That is a great point by you.
Where is he, by the way?
We don't want. He's been quiet. He's in an AT&T commercial.
Yeah,
he's in
TV commercials with. Commercial. Yeah.
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 And we don't want him to be in no more because he'll show up again. don't go with. I'll take Kyrie all year before I have to listen to that dude again.
I'm with you. That's a great point. That's a great point, Otis.
That's 6-5 and pick 'em right there, boy.
All right, my man.
All right, Otis.
Have a
good night. I'll see you, Craig.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, Otis. Thanks. All right. Very interesting. Coming up at the top of the hour, a Sheba Shepherd cash grab. You could win $500 brought to you by Andujar and Levine. And also, what you got? Pete's got some winners. He absolutely swears it's a winner. So that's coming back. When we come back, Sheba Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheba Shepherd.
And What You Got is brought to you by Backstreets Bar and Grill, 47 Terrace in Cape Coral. Got a couple NBA games tonight. I'm going to go on the over on Dallas and Phoenix. It's a 215 right now. 215 over Dallas and Phoenix. And now I bid the rest of the time to Pete Shepherd because he's got anywhere between 2 and 10 picks he's very confident on. Let's go.
My top play, I'm giving my parlay of the week. Look, I'm going Miami -2.5 and Phoenix -6, okay? I am playing that couple of units there. The other player I like is under in the Red Sox Braves game tonight. That's not an official play. I think that's absolutely it's a low total, 7.5. Mm-hmm. But both pitchers are very good, and Red Sox can't hit for dog doo doo right now. but both pitchers are very good, so I think that will be a 2-1, 3-2 type game, 3-1, 3-0, whatever. Red Sox will probably lose. I like that one. But my top play is a parlay. With Miami minus 2.5 and Phoenix minus 6. And if you want to get crazy, I like under 6.5 in the Blues Wild game too.
All right.
Smaller plays. But my official play for this show is the parlay. Both of them have to hit or tomorrow's free. Miami minus 2.5, Phoenix minus 6.
I'm locked in.
All right.
Placing units as you speak.
You like saying unit.
Unit's a fun word. No doubt about it. Rick Church, any final parting shots for you tonight? Or any wagering?
The big unit.
The big unit.
The big unit.
Yeah. Lady Johnson?
That's right. I always thought that was such a strange nickname.
Yes.
Man, I don't usually do the picks thing, but I would be all over that Phoenix Suns minus. I got 6.5, but you say it's 6.
She's a 6 or 6.5. I would be
all over that. I think the Suns are going to be fired up, especially one Chris Paul who fouled out for only like the third time in his playoff history.
Yeah, shaky.
Also, Florida Everblades hockey tonight.
That's right. Up 3 games to none.
Yes, they're up 2 games to none. Trying to take a commanding 3 games to none lead against the Jacksonville Icemen.
You're here for that.
I'm here for that. Pre-game is at 6:50. Puck drop is at 7:05.
Okay.
You have time to get a bite or something?
I've got a peanut butter and jelly.
He's got his PB&J. It's all standby unless somebody, like Captain Greg or Arctic Bills fan, brings him food.
No.
It's the standard PB&J.
It's the PB&J on sourdough.
Oh, nice.
And some Ritz chips and a Mountain Dew. I'm good to go.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
so
delightful.
So anyways, and game 4 will be tomorrow night in Jacksonville. If it has to come home, the Blades will be back at home on Friday night for a game 5 if necessary.
Okay.
Fantastic. Let's hope they sweep this one out, though.
No lifelong Buckeye. The cash grab word is not Hoosier suck. First of all, that's 2 words.
There's no word in the dictionary.
Yeah. But the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab is coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to tell you what the word is.
It's like white man can't jump. I looked up basketball player in the dictionary and it said, not you.
Not you. Cash grab word will be... Lyrics. Now, that's a toughie to spell.
L-Y.
L-Y.
R-I-C-S.
R-I-C-S. Lyrics.
Why is it tough?
Because somebody will mess it up. I'm just trying to help you out.
Did you give it L-I?
That Y throws you off. We all can't be spelling bee champions like Pete Shepard.
Fourth grade, somebody stole my Kennedy half dollar. Never forget it.
Was that the spelling bee?
Or Jimmy Covell. Yep.
You've been robbed a lot.
No.
Your apartment was broken into. They stole everything, including your food.
Yeah,
your half dollar got stolen. Unbelievable. You need to lock up your things.
I did lock up my day. It's like one of the desk elements, like fourth grade, the desk that's still lifted up. Remember those?
Yeah, I remember those. All right, that will do it. So Everblades tonight, Sheeman Shepherd cash grab coming up in about 5 minutes, brought to you by Andujar and Levine. We'll be back tomorrow for Hump Day Wednesday. Rick, we'll talk to you on Friday with our golf outing. For Rick Church, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Thanks for listening. Great job by me. Have a great night. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.